When we are entrusted to a certain parish, that is to say the patron of a parish, then those members of the parish ideally have a greater knowledge of that particular saint and a desire to be a little bit more devoted, if not a lot more devoted, to the saint. In our case, it is the guardian angels. And therefore, Catholics of this parish should be more eager to not only be devoted to the guardian angels, but to spread word of the guardian angels and make sure people know that they are real, that they exist, more real in many ways than the material world around us, since that's going to pass away. As Scripture tells us, God Himself will destroy the world by fire. And as I've told you before, the things of God, He who is pure being and all being has its being from Him, He is more real than the created world itself. Not that the created world is unreal, but God is true being. He is being itself. And these creatures He created that are intelligent, that have free will, each a species into itself, the angels that St. Thomas Aquinas teaches, for us to honor them is to indeed honor God who created them. And so God's love for us is so grand, so great, that He sends a guardian angel for each of us. And before time began, when all the angels were given the opportunity to take the mission God would give to them, long before you and I ever existed, our guardian angels were assigned the task for when we were brought into this world by the goodness of God, that they would be assigned to us, and they would stay and stand by us till the end. And the only way that they are away from us is if we abandon them by choosing the fiery pits of hell over salvation. They indeed are devoted to us, and their love for God is so perfect that their love for us is perfect. The guardian angels love us more than our own parents do. And their love, of course, is not a sappy sentimental love, a needy love, but it is a true, authentic, willful love that obviously respects our free will. So when we consider guardian angels, it's an imperative to get away from the romantic notions of the 19th century. The guardian angel in her lovely shimmering nightgown helping two little children cross a swinging bridge where there is a flood underneath it. That limits the scope of the work of the guardian angels and obviously makes them look like total failures when you consider that children die every day and somehow the guardian angels weren't able to stop it, as the romantic notions would indicate they would do. Those sentimental things were meant for mothers, I think, to feel safe with regards to their children. The guardian angels are our guardians, and they guard us from things we do not know. And as we went over in our conferences on Saturday, the things that the guardian angels point you towards, the things they warn you about, the things they want you to notice, the things that are an imperative that you see, all of those things that we covered are an indication of how thorough they are and how extremely vigilant they are. And it's all about making sure that we reach our perfect end, which is to be with God in heaven. And so, if God calls us to death early, then a guardian angel is not going to prevent that death. But he's going to do everything in his power to make sure we were prepared for death spiritually. And there are times when it has not been our time, as it were, to die, where guardian angels do indeed prevent someone from dying from terrible injury. But what they do most of all, as we covered on yesterday's conferences, is that reality of the spiritual combat and the reality of the antics of the enemy. Sentimentalists always end up reducing the spiritual life to a guarantee of happiness, and therefore they can just live their lives only feeling good. But the angels who indicate to us the reality of the thorny way, as we covered on Saturday, it's that reality of where the devil is in operation and moving, springing traps on the path in every section possible. So the guardian angels are more than likely defending us against assaults by the devil that we don't even know about, by the demons that are assigned to us to seek our ruin. And again, the things of the spiritual life are more real than the things of this world itself, in the sense that the spiritual things are eternal. And as I said, the world around you, the world that you may have invested yourself in completely, it's going to be burned by God by fire in the end. And if you make it to see that, and you're on the side of the evil one, you will indeed burn with it. That is to purify it and prepare it for the new heaven and the new earth at the end of all things, at the consummation of all things in Christ. And since the guardian angels are truly concerned about our salvation, that is where they are constantly directing us while at the same time defending us. As we pray the prayer as parishioners here on a daily basis, we know that we ask them to do what they do, to light the way, to give us illumination and inspiration, to guard us on the way, to rule us on the way by virtue of demonstrating to us where we can and where we should not go, keeping us on the solid and right path, and then to guide us. Indeed, the better statuary, as we see here in the high altar, and the statue out in front of the church, they indicate the reality of the work of the guardian angel. Because a child, guardian angels are not just for children. In Catholic art, a child represents the soul. And presuming the soul, after baptism, innocent, washed clean from original sin. So we're all supposed to be, as Jesus tells the disciples, as we heard in the gospel, come to him as little children. So in Catholic art, the faithful who are truly faithful are often depicted as small children. And the guardian angel then is pointing the way, not pretending like the child's never going to experience any danger in its life, for it will, but it points the way, directs, and therefore the angel is always ready to give us directions, to give us guidance through inspirations, through intuitions, through that warning that you sometimes receive, that sense that danger is impending. If you have no relationship with your guardian angel, then you quickly dismiss these things as your own instincts, or you dismiss them as coincidence. For men of faith, there is no such thing as coincidence. But that's the whole point of their lives, to direct us on the way. And all the statues always have the guardian angel pointing towards God. For that is a goal. The guardian angel is not going to direct us away from God. His love for God is so supreme, which is why he has love for us. And he would never agree with us with regards to sin. Our reading from Exodus indicates, when God goes on further in his revelation, that you can offend the guardian angel with your sins. And according to what our Lord says, the guardian angel will not forgive you. But God in his ineffable mercy does. And the angels follow the reality of what God himself does, which is why they would guide us to the sacrament of penance, to confess our sins. So consider your own life and how often you actually pray that the guardian angel will assist you, and thank the guardian angel for doing so. They are beings. They are persons, as it were, angels. And indeed they desire to help us above all things, because that is their mission, to serve God with the mission he gave them, and they do it most perfectly. Only you and I can make it difficult for them. Only you and I can foul things up by our concupiscence, our bent towards sin. But the guardian angel, he is there to assist us away from those bad ends, away from the darkness and into the light. If you're not familiar with the guardian angel, when the demons are working hard to create distraction, even within your head, if you don't know your guardian angel, you'll never hear his voice warning you away from the antics of the enemy to lead you into sin and self-destruction. But if you do know him, then you hear his voice, you hear his inspirations calling to you back to the right path, or to stay on the right path, or to find that knife and sword, as we covered yesterday, that God gives in his divine providence, allowing you to cut the web, the trap that the enemy has set for you, hoping you will not be able to escape. Consider the dynamics of grace and how much God loves us. No wonder that he sends an angel to demonstrate that love, but also to really help us against the unseen enemy, the devil, who wants us to believe he does not exist. And the demons want to hide their reality and make us believe it's all about our own impressions, our own actions, and we don't need grace. We don't need the spiritual things. Perhaps it is important that we recognize in Catholic art the reality of the soul being like a child. And remember the words of the Christ telling us to be like children if we wish to enter the kingdom of heaven. To trust those who know more than we do, as the guardian angels do, whose intellects are far superior to our own. And as we are in the valley, only being able to see what's on the valley floor, the angels are on the mountain and they see the entire valley. And they know exactly what is in the valley where we do not. They cannot see the future in that respect, but they can indeed predict in their intellect what can happen. And if we trust them as children who trust their parents, then they will indeed lead us away from the awful powers of darkness and sin. But if we think we're all grown up and we don't need such things, then indeed our attacking demon is more than likely our best friend. Because God resists the proud, and the demons always prod us to pride. The guardian angels, on the other hand, prod us to the same thing that they themselves practice, humility and obedience. And as we discovered in our conferences yesterday, that is the ultimate end towards salvation, to imitate the angels and recognize what the letter of the Hebrews says, that salvation comes through obedience. Obedience to God, obedience to his laws, obedience to the true teachings of the church, and obedience practiced in particular by children to their parents and by those who are underlings to their superiors. This is the mindset of the angels, and it should be the mindset of us. Let us keep in mind our guardian angel. Let us converse with him. Let us know him by virtue of authentically praying the guardian angel prayer. And let us indeed be most willing to listen and see how things change when our path becomes enlightened instead of filled with doubt and darkness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.